Hello, I'm Mark. Thanks for joining me today on Words of Truth. I think everyone experiences discouragement from time to time. I do, I'm sure you do. Discouragement is just a fact of life that we've got to deal with. And so it's not that we'll never get discouraged, but it's what we do with the discouragement that's the biggest factor. You see, we can either give into it and make some really awful decisions for ourselves, or we can use our discouragement as a stepping stone to be victorious over whatever it is that's discouraging us. Louis Zamperini was a World War II veteran captured by the Japanese, spent over 2 years in Japanese war camps, where he was repeatedly beaten and tortured. He's the guy the movie Unbroken was written about. If you haven't seen that movie, you need to watch it. In his books, The Devil at My Heels and Don't Give Up, Don't Give In, he repeatedly says that the reason he was able to survive was because of his attitude. He says that he took the attitude that he couldn't do anything about his situation, and so he had to embrace it and live another day. He always had hope that a better day was coming. But there were other guys that he was in the war camps with who didn't embrace their situation, and they became bitter and hateful and depressed, and some of them even died. I do think that attitude has a lot to do with how we respond to discouragement in life. And if we don't have the right attitude, well, things can go very, very bad. I'm thinking of the story of 1 Samuel chapter 27, when David went to live among the Philistines in order to flee from King Saul, who was trying to kill him. Now, remember that God had taken the kingdom out of Saul's hand because of disobedience and had given it to David, and yet Saul remained the king. It's just that God's blessing was no longer with Saul, and Saul knew it. And he was threatened by David because the people chanted, "Saul killed his thousands, David has killed his tens of thousands." Remember that? And because David was becoming so popular with the people, well, Saul concluded that David was after the kingdom. Now, that wasn't true, but Saul was just so insecure, and God had sent an evil spirit to be upon him. And so every once in a while, Saul would send out his army to try and kill David. And so he chased David all over the wilderness. But God was with him. He was with David. He had never allowed Saul a chance to get near him. In fact, a couple of times, David had the chance to kill Saul. But he always said, "Who am I to lay hands on God's anointed?" You see, David trusted in God's timing and that God himself would take care of Saul without David's help. Now, that does not mean that David never got discouraged. In fact, the last time Saul came after David was kind of the straw that broke for David. Let me remind you of the story. David and his men had been hiding out in the wilderness of Jeshimon. Now, that's over by the Dead Sea. And somebody told Saul where he was, and he sent out his army to pursue David. Well, one night, David and Abishai, his right-hand man, went down to the camp where Saul's army was sleeping. And they tiptoed through the army, and he found Saul sleeping in the middle of his army. And Abishai wanted to kill him, but David, he simply took Saul's spear and his water jug, and he went up to the other side on top of a hill, and he called out to Saul. Basically, he was berating Saul's army for not taking care of their king. He could have killed him right now. And again, he asked Saul why he was trying to kill him. And once again, Saul felt sorry for what he had repeatedly done, and he returned to Jerusalem. Now, David did not think this would be the last time Saul would try to kill him, because he had been through this with Saul before. And so he made a crucial decision that was actually a mistake. He took his eyes off of God. David said in 1 Samuel chapter 27 and verse 1, it's a sad verse, "Then David said in his heart, 'Now I shall perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than I should escape to the land of the Philistines. Wow. Notice that the text simply said, David said in his heart. He may have never said it out loud, may have never said it to anyone else, and it doesn't even say that he consulted God over it, but that he simply said in his heart. You see, what we say in our heart has tremendous power to shape our thinking and our actions and even our whole destiny. And what did David say in his heart? This is what he said. Now I shall perish one day by the hand of Saul. Well, that was a word of discouragement. This was a heart tired of trusting God for his continued deliverance. You see, his discouragement caused him to forget all about all that God had done for him in the past. And so he made a bad decision. He said, there is nothing better for me than that I should escape to the land of the Philistines. Really? There was nothing better? This was the enemy of God, a pagan, idol-worshipping people. Well, David was so discouraged that he thought there was nothing better for him in Israel and amongst God's people. I think you know the feeling, don't you? I do. I know that feeling. You get so discouraged in your circumstances that you feel like anything and anywhere would be better than where you are. And so you make a bad decision that not only affects you, but it affects others around you because you stop trusting God. David took 600 men and their families with him, and he took all of his own family with him. You see, our decisions not only affect us, but they affect people around us as well. Well, David did accomplish his immediate goal because Saul stopped pursuing him. But now he's in a place of compromise. He's in a place of having to submit to an ungodly Philistine master. And during this time, there is no record of David writing any sweet psalms to the Lord. Folks, this was not a high point in his spiritual life. The sweet singer had become mute. And then David took another spiral downward when verse 5 says, then David said to Achish, that was the king of the Philistines, he said, if I have found favor in your eyes, wow, that's quite a statement. Before this, David never cared about finding favor in the eyes of the Philistine ruler. But he goes on to say to Achish, let a place be given me in one of the country towns that I may dwell there. For why should your servant dwell in the royal city with you? And now he's calling himself his servant. Wow, I thought David was a servant of the Lord. What has happened to this man after God's own heart? I'll tell you what happened. He took his eyes off of God and he began looking at his circumstance. And whenever we do that, we begin to spiral downward. And so Achish gave David a city of his own in the country. And they're living completely independent with no oversight from the king or from God. And he and his men basically became bandits as they started raiding other Philistine towns. And they killed all the people so that nobody could testify against them. And they took all the spoil. And they did it all for their own profit, without God's approval and not for God's honor. And he lied to the king about what he was doing by telling him that they were raiding the people of God. They were not. You see, he knew that the king would be pleased to know David was raiding his own people. I believe, folks, that this was the root of sin that brought David later in his life to have an affair with Bathsheba and then to have her husband Uriah killed. The root of that sin right there started right here, years before he had Uriah killed. Instead of dealing with his sin, he covered it up. You see, the roots of sin need to be dealt with, or they will come back later and even in greater strength. What's the moral of this story? Well, I see a couple of things for us to consider. First of all, when we're in a place of discouragement, if we only look at the discouragement itself, we'll always take our eyes off of God and we'll make selfish, sin-ridden decisions. Furthermore, those decisions not only affect us, but those around us. And so instead of looking at the circumstance, instead of looking just at the discouragement, we need to keep looking towards God and asking Him what He's trying to teach us through this. But also depend on God for His protection in it. David should have learned that lesson. But a second lesson to consider is that our sinful actions today will lead to deeper sinful actions in the future if they aren't confessed and dealt with. Well, David didn't confess this sin of independence from God. And it was that root of sin that led David to having Uriah killed. Let's deal with our sin issues today. Keep a short account with God so that they won't affect us in the future. Always keep your eyes on God, my friends, not on what's causing the discouragement or the discouragement itself. As soon as you divert your attention and start making your own plans, well, disaster is just around the corner. Thanks for listening today. I hope this has helped. I'll see you next time.